Hello and welcome to D-Street Talk powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatra Janand and today I have with me a very special guest, Manish Hathiromani, who is an index trader and technical analyst at Deen Dayal Investment. Well, welcome to the podcast, Mr. Hathiromani.
Thank you so much, Shatij.
Well, Manish, the first question I want to put it across to you is that how did the price action pan out for the weekend? It was the fourth consecutive week of positive close.
Well, if you actually go into the week, the only day that we had some action was on Monday when we had a positive gap up opening. After that, we've been pretty much range bound, which was between 10,650 and 10,850 on the Nifty. Mm-hmm. And we have closed the same way even today on Friday.
Yes. So can we say that, the range that the Nifty is moving, can we say that we are in a no trade zone at this point in time?
Well, we are, because if you look at even the volumes, it's been rather soft and you're unable to really break either side of the zones. Because if we actually do that, we do expect as technical traders at least a 200 point move either ways.
Okay. And the follow-up question to that would be, what are the important levels to watch out for probably in the coming week? Any important reversal signs which traders should track?
Well, today we did have a bit of a reversal where there was some kind of a shorting that was seen, but probably because of it being the weekend and people don't want to carry too many trades home, we did kind of respect that 650 level and bounced again. But both these levels are extremely crucial for the coming week, and that will continue to remain crucial all the way till expiry if either levels are not crossed or taken. I would like to reiterate that if we break the levels of 650, we can see 150, 200 point fall. And if we do take out the levels of 850, we can see 150, 200 point rise.
Right. And in fact, Manish, I'm sure you agree with me that the last few months have been bizarre for investors and traders as the market fell by around about 40% from the highs. And we've sort of already recouped around about 30% of the losses. It happened in a quick time. What does the price action tell us?
If you were to actually pull up a daily chart of your Nifty 50 stocks and just see a simple volume chart and plot a moving average of that volume chart, across the board, we have been clocking at least double to triple the average volumes across the board on all 50 stocks.
Okay.
This is not F&O data, mind you. So we are not talking about expiry to expiry where shorts and longs are getting accumulated. These are pure equity charts. Okay. Which means that there is a lot of active buying and selling that is happening. And the very fact that you're doubling and tripling on the volumes, it only means there's a lot of money flow which is chasing the market.
Right, agreed. And not just India, I'm sure things are happening across the globe. So how are global markets performing? You know, because a lot of price action on Indian market is dependent on what happens globally. Do you foresee any pullback in the near term?
Shiti, generally all markets are in line with each other. So if you look at the Australian markets to the European markets, Hong Kong, Japan, all the way to the US, all indices have really been following each other. You do have few sessions where aberrations are spotted, but eventually all of them seem to have the similar macro trend. So all the way from January, when you had geopolitical reasons for which markets fell, even when it was the time of February where we had our own Indian budget, which was not a big hit. Yep. But when you look at it from a macro perspective, month on month, quarter on quarter, they pretty much follow each other. If we are talking about a pullback is always considered healthy in a bull market.
Right.
And when
that
does happen, it kind of opens up a lot more trading and investment opportunities. Our markets have now created a very strong support around the 9,900 mark. Now, although we might argue that that is almost 1,000 points down from here, but every fall is actually a buy on dips kind of strategy which can be used.
Okay.
Because as long as 9,900 does not break, the current bullish and positive view continues.
All right. The current bullishness continues. And the last question I want to put it across to you is that is from the precious metal space. You know, gold has been a true outperformer, and it is true. And it is true to the saying as well, you know, all that glitters is gold. So where do you see the yellow metal heading in the next 6 months of 2020 as well?
The target that I would probably project in 6 months would possibly be around $1,935. And while we speak right now, we have closed at about 1800 plus on a yesterday basis. So I still feel there is a lot more room. However, what we need to note here is that since we follow technicals, we work very strongly with stop losses.
Yes.
The current stop loss on gold is 1450, which is a very deep and sharp fall. So the reason for that really is that you've had a linear movement and it's been like a one-way rally up.
Yes.
Hence, a buy on pullback is what I would recommend, since the risk is to reward is skewed. And on every dip, one can continue buying that, keeping a target of 1935.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Adrimani, and listeners, for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time.